This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 2nd of January 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. Since 1999, Jason Charles Beck, better known as electro-rap prankster, classically trained pianist, and Grammy-nominated producer Chilly Gonzalez, has been refusing to be put in anyone's box, and those constantly itchy feet have travelled well, bringing collaborations with Daft Punk, Drake and Feist to name a few. We've had several meetings with Chilly Gonzalez over the years on Monocle 24, but one of our favourites was back in 2012, when he popped by Midori House to tinkle the ivories with songs from his then-new album, Solo Piano 2. We'll hear from Chilly in conversation with Robert Bound in the interview he recorded alongside that masterful session, but first here he is with White Keys.
The sound itself isn't actually clean at all if you compare it to how piano records are made in the classical and jazz world these days.
Right.
It's very ping, 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 very antiseptic. So actually, we sort of do more of a room recording, more like they recorded back in the 40s and 50s. But that's neither here nor there. If we're talking about purity, I would say that, yes, the idea that, you know, these are live takes of something that happened in that room on an upright piano, the kind of piano you could imagine in your hallway growing up.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking about a pub knees up. That's dirty upright piano. This sounds more like pure upright.
Well,
piano.
It sounds more like what we associate with musical intimacy, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, a grand piano is kind of a condescending icon at this point, in a way. If Chilly Gonzalez is a movie, doing sometimes orchestral rap and popping up in strange places like the iPad commercial and on a Daft Punk album,
mm-hmm.
all of that is only possible because of the piano. You know, when Daft Punk calls me to play on their album, it's to play the piano. It's not to rap. It's not to be conceptual.
Uh-huh.
It's not to make them laugh. I'm there for a pretty specific reason. It's what I can do on the piano. And so I consider it a close-up amongst the more wilder scenes in the Chili Gonzalez movie that's been sort of ongoing now for about 12 years.
All right, well, tell me about the Chili Gonzalez movie that's been going on. I mean, it's an exciting movie. It's sort of a bit of a thriller. It's a bit of an action movie. There's all sorts of things.
Well, for those who know,
chucked into that suit.
That's right. For those who know, but I put a lot of effort into the sort of backstory, mm-hmm. and I put a lot of effort into making sure that when I release an album, I try to explain more than just where the music came from, but where the entire message comes from. And when I say message, it's because, you know, I consider myself an entertainer. So I'm really about communication. I'm not really about expressing myself so much as trying to communicate with people and bring them to tears or bring them to laughter or what have you.
This idea of the entertainer is an interesting one, and the idea of filling in the blanks, because a lot of musicians aren't particularly great at talking about their work or their facade that they perhaps present. A lot of people kind of go, well, the music does the talking, man, but you're different to that. There's a kind of idea of, there's a definite theatricality to it. Does Solo Piano Number 2, the new record, does that strip away that theatricality, or is that part of the entertainer? Is this part of the persona, this intimate side of you?
Well, the theatrical side is the most literal link with what people think of as entertainment. You know, I think Daft Punk are great entertainers. Uh-huh. They've never opened their mouths for an interview in their lives. I mean, they don't even show their faces, but they found something really poetic with those robot masks and their iconography. And so it touches you, you know? It's a very different take than I do. I have a more big-mouthed entertainer comedian side, but of course I also think the purity we were talking about of Solo Piano 1 and 2, mm-hmm. That's part of entertainment too, because I'm really thinking of my audience. I'm literally picturing them, the ones I see on my 100 shows a year. I literally want to really get something through to them. So I do consider intimacy, extreme intimacy, a huge part of entertainment as well. Yes, to sort of look at me, that part of me, that's a more literal way. That's a way to get attention. But once you have people's attention, you have to show different sides, of course. I don't think it would have lasted this long if I'd only been the look at me guy. And so I've been careful to always make sure the backstory is like you get to know a person. You know, sometimes you get to know a really gregarious, slightly socially dominant entertainer. You'll meet a guy like that, and you might like him, and then you might start to hate him a little bit. He might transgress, and then in a certain moment, he'll reveal maybe why he's like that, and you'll start to understand more about him. I think if you become a fan of Chili Gonzalez, you're going to go through something like that.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the sessions at Midori House. Today's archive session was from Chili Gonzalez and was first broadcast in 2012. You heard him in conversation with culture editor and presenter Robert Bound. Join us again at the same time next week for live music from Dutch singer Jana Schraer. But for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.